Patterns of Presence, Advent, Day 14. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 11. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." The role of the angelic within the Christmas story is quite profound. And whenever we read of them, they are always announcing something. An angel of the Lord appears to the shepherds and says to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." In other words, the angel says, "Don't be scared. This is good, and this will release joy." And what is said is the birth announcement of Jesus is pretty much the summary of Jesus' whole ministry. In fact, it kind of encapsulates the heart of God and the themes that are found throughout the Bible. Countless times through Scripture, we read moments when heaven breaks in and God breaks through, when glory comes down and presence turns up. Those times in which the divine interrupts the natural order of things. And every time that that happens, God announces his intention. Every time that we find that there's something otherworldly taking place, a manifestation of God, a display of Jesus, God doesn't tend to leave us in suspense. He doesn't leave us wondering or unsure. There seems to be this pattern where the interruption carries the expression of his intention. And it normally flows along these lines. Don't be scared. This is good. And this will release joy. There are hundreds of verses in the Bible that either carry the phrase or the sentiment, "Do not be afraid." And it's natural that when we encounter the supernatural, whether like the shepherds there is a sudden display or interruption that seems contrary to the natural orders of life, it's normal that in those moments we can get a bit spooked. We can become alarmed, or our senses go into overdrive. It can at times just be the human response to the encounter of God. But God is one who is so loving and paternal that he begins that moment of encounter by seeking to settle our hearts. That initial fear and uncertainty in his presence is normally there because it's an awareness and a reflection of the fact that he is big, he is great, and he's so significantly greater than anything that our minds can fathom, understand, or even attempt to get to grips with. He is holy, holy in that, yes, he is pure and perfect, but also and the fact that he's unlike anything or anyone else. And when we encounter his unique greatness, it is beyond that which our human senses and faculties can comprehend. And so at times they can go into overdrive and they can begin to peak, with the strongest emotion taking precedence, which is fear. But God is so kind, he is so patient. And his kind patience is demonstrated in this repeated call. Do not be afraid. Don't be scared. He seeks to settle the heart and to still the heightened emotions, to transition us to being comfortable in his presence. Comfortable not in the sense of familiarity or equality. Comfortable not in the sense of being in control and dictating boundaries and shaping direction. We have at times become so comfortable with God that we forget that he is holy, that he is wildly unique and untamable. And yet we have in modern Christianity at times tamed down the supremacy of God to that which we can handle, comprehend and manipulate almost. And the patient kindness of God is not found in him submitting to the level of our personal comfort and fitting into the smallness of that which we can cope with, are okay with, or even within the realms of that which we like. The patient kindness of God is found time and time again when the wildly unique and untamable God manifests in our world and stills our whirling emotions by announcing his intention. He could turn up and just do what he pleases because he's God. He could display his power, move in his ways, exercise his wisdom with no regard for us and no regard for our understanding and feelings, but that's not what he does. He doesn't leave us in ignorance. He doesn't hold us in terror or stun us with his wildness. No, he holds all that he is, all that sits out with the boundaries of our intelligence and outside the boundaries of our ability to interpret and know. And he holds it true. He doesn't compromise, he doesn't downplay, he doesn't lessen or weaken, but he transitions us into peace by making known his intention. Here's what I'm present to do. Here's what you need to know. Here is the level of understanding that you require. It's just a mere glimpse of my entirety. It's a mere fraction of who I am, but I gift this to you. I reveal this to you and I make known to you this. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid. Because this is good. God is a good God. What he does is good and what he does is for our good. His ways are so much higher than ours, and he works in ways that are so mysterious to us that they sit out with the levels of that which we can fully compute or analyse or even bring into land within a place of comprehension. But as he works his wonders, well, they are just that. That which we wonder about. That which we reach for, live in awe of, are bowled over by, because they sit within greatness and they reside within his holy uniqueness. And while they are that which cause us to wonder and ponder and reach for and explore, while they arrive with awe and carry the weight of significance, we can be sure of this. We don't always get it and we don't always understand it. But it is always good. The angel appears, his display brings terror, the hillside is floodlit with glory, and their souls flood with fear. And God seeks to transition them to a place where their hearts are stilled by the communication of his intention. Don't be scared. This is good. What is happening, what is unfolding, what is taking place is good because it resides in the good God who has come to reside with you. Don't be scared. This is good. This will release joy. Joy is that which is greater than happiness. Happiness is based upon happenings. Joy is rooted in God. It's found in his presence. So when God turns up within a moment, when he moves, when he transforms, when he brings transitions and orchestrates a shift, you can be sure of this. That which he has been found within will make way for joy. Joy may not always be found right away, but it won't be far away. For the shepherds, we do read of them bursting into great joy. We read of them being described as overjoyed at one point, but yet the presence of joy was not found living in them in the moment when the angel appeared and the message was delivered. Nor was it really in the moment that the angel choir put on a concert for them. Their joy wasn't even found after the angels had left and they spent time processing what they'd just experienced. No, their joy was found having made the journey to see what the angels had told them about. Once they'd seen the baby Jesus, they returned to their hillside, glorifying and praising God. They were overjoyed. Joy might not always be found in the immediate moment of encounter. But as we discover the good that God is bringing to pass, well, joy comes to live in us. And that's what we see happen for these shepherds. Today, pause. Find the wildly untamable God. Look for him. Find his fingerprints. Discern his presence. Ask him to give you the glimpse of his otherworldly greatness and his unique holiness. Get a glimpse of the God who is safe, but he is wild. He's in your today. He's with you. Ask him to reveal to you his intention for your today, and why not ask him to reveal his intention for your tomorrow as well? His intentions for our lives are as varied as our day-to-day lives are. But his mercies are new every single morning, and his faithfulness is unfailing. His intentions for your today might be beyond the ability that you have to fully comprehend and compute, and that's okay, because all you really need to know today is that his intentions are good, and in time, they will cause the circumstance of life to make way for joy. Today, like every day, hear him say, "Don't be scared. This is for your good, and this will release joy."
I've got the joy of the Lord in my heart. It's my strength and my shield and my song. I want to say thank you for all that you've carried me through. I've got the joy of the Lord in my heart. Rejoice again. It's been tried, it's been buried and come alive. There's a strength that only comes from walking with you, God. I've got the joy of the Lord in my heart. So rejoice again and find your joy.
again and find your